This is Cold Fusion News with a New Year's resolution, a life worth living. Like many people, I pursue my career with enthusiasm. I'm proud of the small business I own and the fact that I employ a few people. I'm proud of my income. It makes me feel better about myself. Some elements of my personal identity are wrapped up in what I do, in my role as a developer and a technologist. This is what I like to call the seductive call of status. You can say it's wealth or power or advancement. These are all synonyms for status. Our society uses these things to gauge the worth of a man. Early in my career, I worked for a manager named Bill Mitchell. Bill's what used to be called a man's man. He was brusque and steely-eyed, with a body hardened through years of military service. Still on active duty, he's serving in Iraq, last I heard. He was driven to succeed, and he put his best effort forward in everything that he did. His work was excellent. But talk to him about his family, and Bill softened his hardened exterior. He loved his wife. He loved his children. He wasn't about to sacrifice time with his family or his non-working obligations for the sake of a project or a deadline. He once told me the following. Life, he said, is like juggling four or five balls. You have balls like family, friends, work, faith, and leisure. Your job is to keep the balls in the air. Some of these balls are made of glass and some of rubber. Family. Now that ball, that one's made of glass. Other balls bounce right back. But if you drop that one, it will take you years to piece it back together. Sage advice from an experienced man. That was 9 years ago, and I'm trying my best to follow that advice. You see, in my view, it's impossible to be content unless you realize your purpose in life. Eric Fromm said it best. You were made to love and to be loved. You see, you weren't made to be an employee. You weren't made to strive for the accumulation of wealth. These are not your primary reason for being. They are roles you play to participate in community with other travelers on this rock we call Earth. Community has things like family, faith, friends, colleagues at its center. Connect with those things and you will connect with your real purpose in life. Here's my axiom for a happy life. Quote, your level of happiness and contentment is a direct corollary to the health of the relationships in your life. How about it? You don't believe me? Consider how many people driven by their career are lonely, sad, bitter, unhappy people. Being wealthy or famous and content is really difficult. It's kind of like finding the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and finding out that the real currency is actually bread, and you've had plenty of that all along. In my former career as a minister, where, ironically, I was so driven that I nearly lost my family, I had the privilege of witnessing the last moments in the life of many people. Now, the things that come to mind when you're dying are sometimes sweetly funny, sometimes sadly poignant, and sometimes frighteningly awful. Death makes us analyze our life in a way that nothing else can. The truth is that I never really hear someone wax eloquent about his or her accomplishments at the point of death. Rich men are not enamored with their amount of wealth. They don't sit back with a satisfied smile and say, I got the most crap, I win. The powerful don't seem to take the time to consider the amount of political capital or the depth of their influence when they face death. It seems death brings about a very different sort of contemplation. One of the things that a person faces at death is the possibility of regret. Deathbed regret is never about money or influence. It's about things that remain unsaid. It's about the I love yous that were missed or the I forgive yous that were allowed to fade away unspoken. The deathbed is the time to make things right with loved ones and friends. It becomes clear at the end that the only really valuable things in our lives are the people with whom we connect and share. So here's my charge to you for the new year. Be happy. Be content. Don't let pursuing a new house, a new car, a big screen TV take over your mind and rule you. If you have kids, a soccer ball and a local park, a DVD and popcorn, a puzzle and a good story, these are the things they need to be content, as long as they are done with you. If you have a wife or a husband, don't believe for a minute that working day and night for wealth will improve anything. Remember, a divorce settlement cuts your income in half, so you really need to work twice as hard to cover a failing marriage. Connect with your family. Connect with your friends. Connect with your faith again. Don't let this year pass while saying again to yourself, "Next year I'll take the time." You might find that next year is promised to no one. To borrow a rule from quantum physics, you are connected only to possibilities, not actualities. Make the most of those possibilities and see if you don't finish this year a more contented person. This is Cold Fusion Muse.